Lamont and Tonelli.
And now it's time for 69.
69, dude.
Oh, yeah.
69 over here.
You know that we all love 69.
69.
Woo. Uh-huh.
69, bro.
Hey, now it's time for 69.
It's time to talk football with old number 69, Mike McGlinchey. Who doesn't love 69?
Sponsored by Pacific Catch West Coast Fish House. Find a location near you at pacificcatch.com.
And there's so much to talk about. We haven't talked to Mike McGlinchey in a couple of weeks. Mike, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great, guys. How are you doing?
Doing wonderful. Man, oh man, here we are coming up on the final regular season game this weekend. Is that crazy?
It is crazy. It's been a long year, but also a fast one at the same time. But it's been a lot of fun and got a lot still ahead of us. So we're just getting started.
So you guys kind of come into the new year with this game against Arizona, but you ended the year. Number one, you had the New Year's Day game against the Raiders, and then you played on Christmas Eve as well. I mean, what was that like with the two holidays and the games, and you got your girlfriend and family, everything going on with Christmas and New Year's? Any kind of a distraction?
Honestly, it was the Christmas Eve game was awesome because we played at 1 o'clock, so we were done at 4, and we had the rest of the night and then the next day off. So we actually we were able to spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with our families, which was really cool, and then. New Year's Eve is an overrated holiday anyway, so we just went to business in Vegas. I'm sure some of our families and all the people that were traveling in for the game had a blast, but there wasn't really much distraction on our end.
I mean, Christmas Eve in Las Vegas, are you kidding me? Then you guys have a game Christmas Day. So are you telling me there wasn't a single case of the Vegas flu going around the team?
No, they had to stay about 40 minutes off the strip, so I think everybody was locked up tight.
That's a great question. When you guys went to Vegas, where did you actually stay?
We stayed at the Westin at the Lake Las Vegas Resort. So I guess that's in Henderson, Nevada.
Yes, right.
What I've been told. So so we were out of ways just to make sure that nobody was tempted, I'm sure.
So on a serious note here, I'm sure you saw the DeMar Hamlin incident on Monday Night Football. That is freaking scary.
Yeah, it's horrible. And, you know, all you can do is continue to pray for the guy and his family and his team. And unfortunately, getting hit and getting banged up is a part of this game. And, you know, we've all kind of made that acceptance a long time ago, but you never like to see something like that happen. That's for a guy to be fighting for his life in the middle of the field is a tough scene. And, you know, like I said, hopefully he's just okay.
Yeah, I know. And Tonell, this happened to Tonelli actually at the gym once. And I was just like, oh my God, this is the exact same thing that happened to Tonell.
Yeah, I was playing hoops, and I went into a sudden cardiac arrest, and I just dropped on the court. And I was pretty much done if it wasn't for a gal who came out of nowhere to perform about 8 or 9 minutes of CPR on me until they shocked my heart back into rhythm.
No doubt. That's horrible. I mean, you never know when it's going to happen to anybody, unfortunately. I'm not sure, but it sounds like this one was spurred on by a hit to the chest. So, you know, thank God those people in Buffalo and the professionals and the trainers there understood how to handle that chaotic situation to, you know, hopefully save that man's life. And, you know, it's as scary of a situation as you've ever seen on a football field. And that's why there's been, you know, so much of a response to it.
Do you know anybody pretty well, or do you have any friends on the Buffalo Bills?
I do, yeah. So there's a one of their offensive linemen. He and I grew up together. He was in my brother's grade school.
Wow.
Grade. So, yeah, we go back a long ways. And I just texted him, you know, praying for you guys, praying for DeMar, and hope everything's all right. And I didn't need a response. I didn't need anything. I just wanted them to know that. And I think the rest of the league's doing that too. It's because though there are 32 teams and we compete against one another, we all still play this great game. And for anybody to, for us to lose somebody in our community or see somebody go down in our community like that, I think everybody's got a little bit of a shell shock factor.
Hey, so getting to this weekend's game, you guys, I'm telling you what, I don't remember a year where your team has played in worse weather because, I mean, it started off with the first game of the year. You've had a few rainy games, and they're saying it might be on and off rain again for this Sunday.
Yeah, I don't know what the what that luck's about. That's definitely not awesome. Chicago was, I think we're good. I think we're good with anything if we can get through what we went through in Chicago.
Right. So, exactly.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on with California right now. We're not supposed to be doing this, but, this, these last like 3 or 4 weeks have been, nothing but rain. So hopefully this is the last of it and we can go back to our sunny California ways.
Absolutely. Hey. Well, hey, good luck this weekend against Arizona. And you're in the playoffs, which is kind of nice.
Definitely nice. Definitely nice to not have to stress about that. But we are still playing for a lot. You know, the ball could still bounce our way and get this one seed.
Yep.
Which would be huge for home field advantage. And you only have to win 2 games instead of 3 when you're the one seed. So that's a huge advantage.
Hoping you have another great game. Yeah, you probably had your best game of the season. I mean, you had a tall duty last weekend against the Raiders going up against Max Crosby, and you pretty much shut him down the entire game.
Thank you. it was a good Sunday, and it was a fun battle. He's an unbelievable player. I think one of the best in the league, and to be able to you know, have the performance that I did and just proud of the way I prepared and got it done, and you know, hopefully we can smooth out the craziness so we're not in shootouts anymore. But, you know, we'll see how it goes.
All right. Hey, good luck this weekend, and we're crossing our fingers for you guys.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
All right, Mike. Great Mike McGlinchey of the San Francisco 49ers. So, Paul, I have to bring my porn news to you a little later on then.
Thank you. I didn't realize
we had Mike again today. I thought in the new year it carried over to the playoffs, but I guess we had one more.
Porn news.
Exactly.
And no Vegas flu for the Niners last weekend.
That's nice.
Just a good performance by the Raiders.
Lamont and Tonelli.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.